Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word behind the veil.
Do you have a heart of forgiveness, or are you harboring things against yourself and your neighbor? I'm Ron, your host, and on this podcast, we reach into a heart of forgiveness and a deep understanding of what it means to forgive someone. Without a forgiving heart, we literally block everything that God wants to do for us and our very growth in God.
The first thing you need is to have forgiveness for everyone. Christ forgave. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And I think there are so many people out there who are carrying burdens because they have not forgiven somebody. They didn't forgive their dad. They didn't forgive their mom. They didn't forgive their brother. They didn't forgive that stupid clown at the store that cut in front of them. They don't have that forgiveness in their heart. We should have forgiveness for everyone, just as Christ did.
Where do you start? You start with yourself. That's a thing that Christ did. He started with himself. He showed us the path, each step he took. The first thing that we have to understand is your heart has to be right. And if you don't forgive somebody else, then you are harboring a millstone around your neck. You're harboring a stumbling block. If I can't forgive myself, how can I forgive my neighbor? In time, I should sit down and say, God, you and I have got to get this right. How can I pray for my brother if I don't first seek forgiveness? If I have aught against my brother, he ripped me off, but I'm going to pray for him anyway. Waste my breath.
Yeah.
Unless we do what you're saying. You know, that's a foundational block in us that we're building on. And that's the foundation block of forgiveness.
Forgiveness is a great starting point. It's an awesome starting point because I think a lot of people are stuck. They're thinking of forgiveness as, if I forgive this person, that means what they did was okay. But that's not true. I personally believe a lot of people don't understand God's definition of forgiveness and what that means to them, because if they understood it, they'd be forgiven all over the place because it would be setting them free.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not excusing what someone's done. It's not saying, we're going to be buddy-buddy now. It's none of that.
No.
It's not even saying you agree with them. It's a principle of God that when you forgive someone, it sets you free. It sets your life free. Boy, if you could get that across to people, if they get a revelation of that, because then they realize I'm harboring stuff to my own hurt. It's not hurting the other guy. He may have forgotten it a long time ago and gone.
Or not cared.
Right, or not care.
Yeah, it's the simplicity, my goodness. And I think we cannot give our lives until we got this step. Because if we're not a pure vessel, doesn't matter what we do, we're going to be wrong.
Uh-huh.
We have to have this forgiveness in such a depth.
You should say that again, Alan, because what you said there is a huge thing. You said, if we don't get this first step, whatever we do, how good we think we are, is wrong, because we're wrong.
You can't give your life until you have this step, because if you don't have full forgiveness for everybody, as Christ did, if we don't have that, we're harboring something.
There's a step in forgiveness that can be put either at the beginning or at the end, and that is, thank you, Lord. Because I think what we're talking about is we're talking about the grace of God. Without that, I never would have been able to walk on further with you.
Forgiveness, it doesn't have to do with me agreeing or liking the individual. I don't have to agree with them. It's not part of the principle. The principle is I forgive them, and there's an objectivity in it because I'm setting myself free from any bonds, any hatred, I'm not harboring anything in my heart towards them. And I think as you get yourself free, God will show you what he's doing.
Yeah, I think part of it too is they don't understand what forgiveness is. They don't really understand what it means to forgive. They think that forgiveness, like I think Alan said, forgiveness is okaying it. It's okay,
right,
that they did that. I know in my heart, you have to forgive. It's for you. Forgiveness is for me. It's for you. Yeah. It's not for the other person. It's forgiveness is for you. Because if you don't forgive, you're not forgiven.
I want to give a classic example of a woman who's been raped.
Yeah.
There, like Ron said, there is no way she's going to love him. There's no way she's going to understand the spirit realm behind what's going on. Right. In fact, it's going to be everything in her being to forgive that person for what he did to her. There's going to be individual situations. God bless that this podcast would go out to a multitude of people, and we will have the words that would help them to find the way to learn to forgive. You know, in Scripture, in the disciples' prayer, the Lord's Prayer, it says, if you have aught against your brother, go to that one. That woman who's raped is not going to go to that dude and say, hey, I forgive you.
Right.
I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen. Not that way. So she's going to have to get help with that one. There are so many facets like we're talking about, and I don't want it to be too complicated, and I don't want it to be out here in the ethereal realm out there somewhere. I want where that woman who feels violated can love herself again because of giving to the Lord the fact of what that guy did to her. Uh-huh. And that's what I want to see.
Right.
I want to see people free and learn the effects of forgiveness.
Yeah, we know the effects of forgiveness. It's right in the Lord's Prayer. You know, forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me.
Uh-huh. Yep.
It's got to be a total thing. You don't want to stand there and before the presence of God, and all of a sudden God says, why didn't you forgive him? You held on to that. And because if you would have let go of that, that would have freed you. Now, maybe it wouldn't have freed him, but you were the one that I was concerned about. Forgive me as I forgive those who trespass against me. Then I can hold nothing against anyone for any reason.
I was thinking about Corrie Ten Boom. I don't know if you know who she is.
Yep. Oh, yeah, very well.
But Corrie Ten Boom, I remember meeting her up in Canada when I was going to school. We went to a church. She was talking from her wheelchair, but she was talking to us about, you know, what she went through. And she said when she met the Nazi that was responsible for putting her in the prison, in the concentration camp, and was responsible for her father's death and her mother's death, she said, God had to put something in my heart to forgive him because I did not have it. I had to go before the Lord and cry out for forgiveness of that man. When he came, and he was a Christian, he came to her, asked for her forgiveness, she had to say she forgave him. And she was able to forgive him because the Lord had prepared her heart to do it. Can you imagine? I can't even imagine. That's the depth. It has to go to the depth of our being. It's not something that's easy all the time, especially when someone's been raped or someone's been violated and someone knows that they have, and there's no doubt in their minds that they have been. But the Lord says, what are you going to do? Are you going to forgive them?
So that's a great example. Does that mean that that lady, because she forgave that man, does that mean they're going to sit down and have coffee together?
No, not necessarily, no. But she had to relate to him. She had to talk to him.
Right, she had to talk to him. What I'm just saying is forgiveness doesn't mean that you agree with what he did.
Right.
It doesn't mean that it hurt any less. It doesn't mean that it wasn't evil. It doesn't mean that you're going to be friends now and have a relationship.
Right.
It just means that you're setting yourself free.
Yeah.
And in that case, specifically, you're setting him free because he's asking for forgiveness.
Yeah.
So it's setting you both free.
But she had to forgive him before she met him.
Yeah, there you go.
She had to forgive him to the depth of her being. And then when he came up to her, then she was able to say, I forgive you.
Uh-huh.
Because the Lord was real to her to begin with. And she understood the principle, but she didn't have it in her heart at first. She had to ask the Lord for that capability.
Yes.
And that's where I think we really need to touch on people's hearts is, ask the Lord for this, because actually forgiveness, honestly, who else can put what happened in the sea of forgetfulness?
Uh-huh.
I can't. I'm going to remember what you did forever, probably, because that's a human brain. But it's God who puts it on, as far as the east is from the west. Forgiveness is a gift from God,
right.
I believe.
Yes.
Just like his love is a gift from him to us. We don't learn how to love without knowing his love for us.
Right.
We can't forgive without knowing his forgiveness for us. He who's been forgiven much loves much.
Right. That's really super important, because the whole issue that we're bringing up here is we're not talking about little offenses. We're talking about big offenses.
Major.
And these big offenses, you can't forgive them in yourself.
Right.
There's just no way. You're lying to yourself if you say you can. Because if it's a big offense, it's a big offense.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody being raped, you know, somebody killing one of your family, these are big deals. Even if they're little deals, honestly, you can't really forgive anybody out of yourself. You can say it, but real forgiveness is a thing of heart. And also, if you really forgive somebody, you'll probably come to a place where you forget.
Yeah.
Because you let it go. You let it go to that depth. And how can you do that, honestly? You can't do that as a human being.
The Holy Spirit has to help you with it.
You know, another thing that really could be helpful is that movie, The Shack.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a meeting with the Lord, it's not that hard to forgive because he gives you the ability.
Yeah.
What happened to his daughter should happen to no person. No person should ever experience that. He should never have experienced that. But the Lord brought him through it. And I think that's what's important to realize about that show, is how the Lord brought him through it. And he will do the same for each and every individual who asks him, Lord, I don't have forgiveness in my heart for this person. Give it to me, because I love you enough that I don't want to miss out on our relationship because of a circumstance or because of an issue.
That's such a key.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to come from, is our relationship with the Lord is the only way to honestly get to the heart of forgiveness.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.